were actually normal guys that had a bad patch, and that we made a record during a bad patch, but we're back to being normal guys.
In the music press, We Are Augustines tend to get stereotyped as being a very somber group, and although it's true that their debut album Rise Ye Sunken Ships does deal with some very serious themes, the guys in the band are actually pretty goofy. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, it's Russ Boris. We Are Augustines rose out of the ashes of the band Pela. They put out two EPs and one full-length called Anytown Graffiti, which actually sold pretty well. Unfortunately, though, due to a very bad contract with their record label, the members of Pela saw very little of that money. After they released their debut album, the band began dealing with an avalanche of seemingly insurmountable problems. The pressure became too much, and the band broke from the strain. Frontman Billy McCarthy and bassist Eric Sanderson decided to carry on, though, and finish what they'd started. So what began as the second Pela album ended up being the debut album from their newly created band, We Are Augustines. But even during that period, the two old friends were in a very bad place, and it was actually Steve Earle who inspired them to turn things around, as they told the alternate side's Alisa L.E.
We met with a very large executive that owned a label. He was interested in the record, and he signed Steve Earle earlier on in Steve's career, and he's like, "You remind me a lot of Steve." But I realized later on that it wasn't a compliment. It was actually saying that, like, you're out of control. Mm-hmm. And I happened to know his music pretty well. And we started working with Tony for the album art. And Tony's Steve's best friend. I don't know if he thought it would help me, but he introduced me to him. And I spent some time with them at a gallery show, one of Tony's shows.
It must have been a really eye-opening experience talking to someone like Steve Earle, who has been so far down, and thinking, wow, that could be me.
Isn't that the funniest thing? It's like when you're down on your knees and you're reaching out, whether it's to Jesus or whoever, and you just need help or you need something, you need a grip. And I just had one of my heroes tell me to quit being a retard and, like, if we want to get out of this, we got to, like, wake up a bit.
Put up a fight like a ghost ship in the night. Count to two, count to three, and fight away. Went overboard, said curses to the Lord. Count to four, count to five, and sink our ways. You hate yourself, put the bottle on the shelf. Count to seven, count to eight, and weep that way. Broken heart, touching strangers in the dark. Count to nine, count to ten, drink all day. The day seems so strange from my window pane. But she's gone, gone, never coming back again. So I got to turn a page, window pane.
No one wanted our script, as it were, and we soldiered on, and we put the record out, and it made the top 10 in iTunes the first week, and it's unbelievable. It seems like as far down as the valleys were, that's how high the peaks. Mm-hmm. Are now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying this lately, and what we found is if you believe in your music, or if you believe in your art, it's really easy to call it art, but it's really just an extension of yourself. So in essence, if you believe in your art, you're believing in yourself. And I swear, I went to everything from a prison to a morgue to a pawn shop to driving a cold truck in Queens selling things, and it was pretty ugly, but the art really got us out of there.
On a pop inside a crimson beating heart, behind them the girls play double dutch in the park. The sun began to burn his snow white skin. I can see the head somewhere, you're in an arm somewhere. Storm clouds began to form in his head. Crisscrossed his mind like a restless angry ocean. And the howling of hardship and heartache. Kneeling wind in his face. Stood there in his shoes, unable to move. Kid, I drove all night here. Tell you I love you. Here lies my green eyes, right back of my head. But they're alive in all the words can all be spoken. But I know we tried. You're forgiven. You're forgiven.
Live music from We Are Augustines and the song Book of James. The session was engineered by Alex Erker, and today's Take 5 was produced by Elisa Ali. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.